Now, the different artists who you've discovered or found and given shows to, could you tell us something about some of the...
Probably the earliest new people we shared were people like John Peart, whom we shared when he was 18, and almost 14 years ago, and he's someone I'm still very close to, and I really love his work, and I just really admire the way he's gone on changing and developing, whereas it would have been very, very easy for him at one stage to stick to a very successful formula, and he'd have probably done much better financially, but I like the way he's gone on experimenting and changing, and I feel stuff he's doing now is just much more exciting than previously. People, this is like David Aspin, who doesn't share with us now, but who'd moved on. David was one of the people who got caught up very much in the glamour thing.
Yes. You gave him his first show?
Oh, yes, we gave, right from the start. But David and I, you know, after all that time, are now very friendly, and, you know, we're back to some sort of real rapport, which is interesting. People like Richard Larter, whom I just admire enormously, and still do, but he's an extremely... an extremely difficult person, and I think one of the reasons he's not better known is that he just makes it very hard for himself to be better known. He just doesn't like being in art books and things, and he's refused to go in many of them. But he's just someone I think is still very underrated, and I think enormously important. I mean, the sculptural people like John Armstrong, of course, yes. I think is terrific.
He was certainly with you all the time.
Oh, yes, I just... And that was, you know, I just felt a tremendous excitement when I first saw John's
work.
They
were exciting,
yes, it was just wonderful. People like Imans Tillers, more recently, is another person I think is just absolutely remarkable. There's people that I think there's been another whole group of people shown, been a group of women, and we've always shown actually a lot of women artists. Vivian Binns' first solo exhibition, I think, was just one of the most remarkable we've ever had. I had... friends come drive 200 miles to warn me in the country that she was ruining the gallery, and it was a great exhibition. And people like Vicky Vavresos, I just think are fantastic, and in different they were all first exhibitions. And there's sort of other women who, you know, shown sort of other places first, but who are now just much more at home with us because of the ideological background of the gallery. People like Jenny Barwell, for instance, who I admire a lot. There's a whole it's hard to track right back through all the people without having a catalogue to refer to. There's an enormous number of people that we gave, I mean, all of those people in our 10-year show were people we restricted that to people we'd actually given first ever shows to. So that's pretty telling.
I remember a fascinating Nigel Linden show.
That was the, we had a couple of the one with the big installation of the grid thing, I think, was remarkable. And that was we didn't actually show Nigel first, though. I hadn't had a really proper show. He did have some stuff in Sydney at Kimbenathan's, but it wasn't at home there, and I don't think Kim really liked or understood the work very much, and Nigel certainly wasn't happy and thing. And whereas we loved it, I thought it was... And I saw the exhibition at Kim's and was really thrilled, and we got a chance to show his work later. I think there is a thing of artists finding a gallery that they've got rapport with. Yes.